coming up on episode number 433. It's cover story time, and tonight's subject is a band that faced a lot of challenges, being that they started out as a fabricated answer to the Fab Four. It's The Monkees, covers of their songs, coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hula. Come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's March 6th, 2008. My name is Brian Ebbett. Welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville, where I pick an artist and play you several different versions of songs by that artist. Tonight, in honor of Mickey Dolenz's birthday, which is Saturday, March 8th, I'm gonna play for you some Monkees covers. Now, a couple of the songs they've done were covers themselves, but for the most part, a lot of these were songs that you know specifically as Monkees tracks. And these days, you know, they do kind of get a little bit of a bad rap as being a manufactured band for television. But when you listen to these songs, especially some of the lesser-known songs like You Just May Be the One and Sweet Young Thing, you really do hear some great pop hooks, some great musical sensibility that that really were impressive for the time. So I want you to sit back, take all of your preconceived notions of the Monkees and kind of put them aside, and get ready to really enjoy some great covers. We're going to start things off with Bram Tchaikovsky, a London pub rocker that was popular in the 70s. He actually ended up on Radar Records along with Nick Lowe and Elvis Costello, a couple of my favorites. And this is a cover of I'm a Believer, one of those originally Neil Diamond tracks that the Monkees covered later on. This comes from his 1979 album Strange Man, Changed Man. It's Bram Tchaikovsky with I'm a Believer.
Yeah.
The Bent Back Tulips with their cover of Sweet Young Thing, originally by the Monkees. That was one of the songs that was written by Goffin and King, Jerry Goffin and Carole King, obviously famous for The Locomotion and a bunch of those things. Carole King, obviously a singer-songwriter in her own right. Michael Nesmith helped out with the writing on that song. And the Bent Back Tulips, who you heard there, they got their name from the Beatles song Glass Onion. But if you're really familiar with the band, you might know that the Bent Back Tulips were actually an alias for the band Dramarama. They had come out with their album Stuck in Wonderama Land, and they had a ton of extra material. And rather than release it as another Dramarama album and possibly flood the market and confuse people, they released this as a separate album under a separate name. And some great, you know, power pop in that album. Very, very cool. The album is Looking Through, and it was reissued in the United States by Egbert. The label was Egbert in 1995. Definitely worth checking out. Before that, I had to play it. The Sex Pistols with their cover of I'm Not Your Stepping Stone, which became as much tied to the Sex Pistols, I think, as it was to the Monkees. Sid Vicious even performed that one solo in that famous Texas concert where he was beaten up after the performance. Before that, we started everything off with Brahm Tchaikovsky from his album Strange Man, Changed Man from 1979. I'm a Believer, and he was, like I said, one of those London pub rockers like Nick Lowe and Elvis Costello, even joined them on the Radar label, Radar Records label, after Nick and Elvis left Stiff Records. Well, sponsoring tonight's episode of Coverville is Audible, audible.com. You can get your free audiobook by clicking on the banner at the top of coverville.com. Try it out, see what you think of the service. And one of the things you may want to pick up with that Audible free book is a book called The Time Traveler's Wife. This is a recommendation from Bill, and I don't think Bill said where he was from, but here's his review. I'm going to read this as Bill right now. I came across this book by accident. It's sci-fi-ish, but not overly so. The story is about a man who travels through time involuntarily. Wherever he shows up, he's naked and has to manage to find a way to get by until he is jerked back through time. The places he is sent to tend to be places important to him. For instance, he makes quite a few trips to his wife's childhood home at various ages, so she knows him pretty well before the first time he meets her. Sounds confusing, but it's presented in such a way that it all made good sense to my wife and I. There's a good love story as well, so it's fantastic to listen to with your wife and possibly teenage children, although some of the concepts are a little adult, so I wouldn't play it for a young child. Thank you, Bill. Excellent recommendation. That actually sounds like one I would like as well, so I'm going to put that on my Audible list right now as well. Like I said, if you want to try a free book from audible.com, see what you think of the service, just go to coverville.com and click on the Audible banner at the top. It'll take you to a place where you can sign up and try out their service. Get a free audiobook just for trying it out. And if you're not happy with the service, discontinue and you don't owe a penny. Audible.com, sponsoring Coverville. Well, I talked about power pop. Here's another power pop guy that I got introduced to because of the Not Lame podcast and the Not Lame label. This comes from his album Songs of Other People, which he shortened to SOOP, number one. Came out in 2001. It's Michael Carpenter and a rarity by the Monkees, or a lesser known track, I should say, by the Monkees called You Just May Be the One.
Just maybe the one. I saw Take the last train to Clarksville and I'll meet you at the station. You can be there by 4:30, call. I've made your reservation, don't be slow. Oh no, oh no, I love you so. Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. Oh no, oh no, I love you so. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville, I'll be waiting at the station. We'll have time for coffee, flavored kisses, and a bit of conversation, oh. Oh, no, 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 I love you so. Take the last train to Clarksville, now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station all alone. I feel low. Coming home.
from that great album last year called About a Girl, which featured all cover songs that featured a woman's name in the title of the song. That's Mary Mary by a band called Support Group. Very, very cool song there. Before that, Flattin' Scruggs. Who needs these bluegrass tributes when you've got the original guys right there who are happy to do a cover? Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, the original bluegrass, or probably the most famous bluegrass performers, from an album, actually really a box set, called 1964 to 1969 Plus. That is their version of Last Train to Clarksville, a song that's been getting a lot of play on my rock band lately. I'm a big drummer for that song. I love drumming for that. Last Train to Clarksville. A lot of really cool covers included on that Flattin' Scruggs album, by the way. Covers of Chuck Berry's Memphis, Foggy Mountain Breakdown, I'm a Man of Constant Sorrow, which was obviously made famous by Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, some Bob Dylan stuff, It Ain't Me, Babe, and even a cover of Bobby Gentry's Ode to Billy Joe on that box set. Really, really cool stuff. And if you like the bluegrass tributes, albums have been coming out a lot more recently, maybe that's something you ought to check out. Check out the old Flattin' Scruggs bluegrass. And then that set of three songs started out with Michael Carpenter from his Songs of Other People, SOOP, Volume 1 from 2001. That's his cover of You Just May Be the One. A lot of people to thank for suggesting the Monkees. I'm not going to thank all of them. I'm going to thank the most recent, though. Don and Tyler from Loveland, Colorado, big fans of the show. Thank you guys so much. And they also turned me on to that Hooters cover of Boys of Summer that I played a little while back. Thank you guys for suggesting this and everybody who suggested a Monkees cover story. Let's get to something that's rare. Now, I'm playing this not because it really takes the original in a vastly different direction. I think it doesn't. I think it stays very, very true to the original. But what I'm playing it for is the wow factor as to who's performing it. It's David Bowie. Very early on, around the time of his debut album in 1967, he recorded some tracks on the BBC, including this cover of the Monkees' A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You. Again, it's close to the original, and near the end is when you really start hearing David Bowie's voice sounding as unique as it is recognizable. Here's A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You by David Bowie.
It's a
from Austin, Texas, and Olympia, Washington. That's a band called And You Will Know Us by the Trail of Dead, from a CD single for Worlds Apart, which you can get on Amazon for, it looks like, $3.49. Hey, there's a bargain. That is the Porpoise song, which was the theme song to the movie Head by the Monkees. Before that, David Bowie, a little rarity there. A Little Bit Me, A Little Bit You, from the Chameleon Chronicles, which featured a lot of his early BBC work. And I can't find that on Amazon. I'm not sure where you can still pick that up. All right, well, if you're satisfied, if you're happy, if you felt like you've gotten all the music you want, great, here's a great place to stop. But if you need just that little bit extra, then you may want to keep listening, although this may be punishment. What I consider to be one of the worst cover songs or cover albums of all time, which I say because I had really high hopes for it, and it just turned out to be so bad, is My Beauty, a 1999 effort by Kevin Rowland, who is the lead singer of Dexy's Midnight Runners. He had just come out of rehab and picked the songs that were special to him, that were that he used to kind of help him get through rehab. And Daydream Believer was one of those songs. So I'm going to present the version now from that My Beauty album. Here's a couple things I want you to listen for as you listen to this. The first up is the ending repeat chorus that just seems to go on forever. It's like about a minute of them repeating the final chorus, which is too long for any pop song, if you ask me. Second, it's the change lyrics, which are going to be very easy to spot, especially if you're familiar with the Monkees original. And this, I believe, is due to the fact that he didn't have any music with him in rehab, but he had these songs that he grew up with, and he'd sing them to himself to kind of get through the difficult parts of rehab. And so the lyrics he's presenting in his versions of all the songs on that album were the lyrics he remembers and kind of changed to kind of fit him and fit where he was at the time. So let's get to it. Here's Daydream Believer by Kevin Rowland.
Oh, I could hide beneath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. Oh, but it rings, and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. The shaven razor's cold, and it stings. Cheer up, little G. As a white knight on a steed. Well, now you know how human we can be. Because the good times come, but then we don't have so much to spend. But tell me, baby, how long do we need? Come on, come on. Cheer up, little G. Oh, what can it be to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? Cheer up, little G. Oh, what can it be to a daydream? Homecoming queen. Cheer up, little G. Oh, what can this be to my little daydream believer and a homecoming queen? gee, oh, what can this be to me, little daydream believer, such a homecoming queen?
Kevin Roland, not plural, from Dexy's Midnight Runners with his version of the Monkees' Daydream Believer. And with that, we're going to go ahead and close out this edition of Coverville, the Monkees' cover story. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to call, if you want to email me and say, dude, why didn't you play the Cassandra Wilson version of Last Train to Clarksville, or the Colorfield version of She, or, you know, what other requests you might have, email me, call me. It's really easy to do. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER, or just visit the weblogs or the forums at coverville.com and post your message there for all to see. We'll be back on Sunday night with another all-request show. Maybe I'll throw in a Monkees track that got omitted, and it should be fun. We'll have Tina there, and we'll do some trivia. That'll come up on Sunday. Next week, it will be... an interview with Seth Harwood, who wrote a book. He's a big music fan, big cover fan, and he wrote a book called Jack Wakes Up. We're going to talk to him a little bit about his favorite covers and find out a little bit more about his book. And then cover story, I have a big blank for next week's cover story, so I'll have to let you know what that's going to be on Sunday. Until then, this is Brian Ibbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, CacheFly, cashfly.com. Also thanks to audible.com for their sponsorship. Please, it helps me out and it helps you out. Check them out, audible.com, at the top of the Coverville page.